briefly, because we're limited on time. Tell us.
Well, I thank the good Lord that I was very, very ill. All these years I prayed that Max would go to church with me, and he never would. And I just kept praying, and anyway, I got real sick, and he was by my side day and night the whole time, and it covered about 6 or 8 months out of the year. And when I was able to come back to church, he told me that he would bring me and let me out, and he would come back and pick me up. And I said, what would really make me happy is if you went in with me. And so he didn't say anymore, and I didn't say anymore. And I got ready for church, and I said, I'm ready to go. So I wasn't able to drive, but he brought me in here, let me out at the door, parked a van and came in with me, and has been coming every Sunday since.
Awesome. Good.
Well, Leon and I, our personalities are completely different, and I'm a heckler. I'm always heckling him, so I got to heckle him for his last thing he said before I came up here, just to be nice. He never knows what's going to come out of my mouth. When we first met, Leon wasn't a Christian, but I could tell he was a very, very, very moral man, or kid really at the time, 21, 22 years old. He would not touch anything that did not belong to him. One day, something that really sticks in my mind, one day he walked into the bank and he walked out with one of their pins. He made me return it the next day. But I prayed and prayed and prayed the whole time. The kids were growing up. He never said a word about me bringing the kids to church every Sunday. And then when his children and I had devotions every night. And then when his sister died, his nephew, who's a pastor, said, "Would you like to have Jesus in your heart?" And Leon said, "I wasn't there at the time," and he said, "Yes, I would." And so when he came back, I didn't go back with him. The first thing he said when he got off the plane was, "I was saved." And I said, "From what? What happened?" And then he explained it to me on the way home. But I prayed for him for over 35 years. And man, when he gave his heart to Jesus, he was so on fire. I was just almost a little bit jealous. And he knows 10 times more than I do about the Bible now. And so he's teaching me.
Sunday, I understand. Okay, very good. Let's give these two women a wonderful.